Welcome to my crib and UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. You ready?
Yeah!
All right, here we go.
Okay!
In Diddy or Diddy Not news, there really isn't anything new. Only a question. How come he hasn't been arrested yet? A black woman in Louisiana was fired for wearing her natural hair to work, and now her former employer is paying the price, a $50,000 price. The woman was hired for a sales position, and she wore a long straight wig for the interview and her first month of work. Then she decided to swap the wig for her natural curly hair. The human resources manager had a talk with her about looking more professional and asked her to start wearing her wig again. Sister didn't like them comments, so she sued them and finally got paid. It seems things jumped off at the Spirit Airlines counter in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after flights were canceled. Man, it's now becoming dangerous to go to the damn airport. We already worried about getting on a plane and the door falls off, or a window pops out, or a couple of screws come loose. Now, we got to worry about before we even get on the plane. This a damn shame. I got some good news for you. Over 14,000 black patients have been moved up kidney transplant lists following revelations of racist medical testing, and over 2,800 of them have received a transplant thus far, with more to come. Lala Anthony is helping young men understand that even a troubled past does not have to define their future. Through her 360 program, Anthony is providing mentorship, life coaching, legal services, and re-entry tools to incarcerated men between the ages of 18 and 21. She also likes to follow a hands-on leadership style, and I like that because she can put her hands on me all day. Hey, I'm just telling you how I feel. Recently, O.J. Simpson's name has been in the news again, but this time because he's passed away. But the executor of his estate says he'll work to prevent a payout of the $33.5 million judgment awarded by a California civil jury nearly three decades ago in a wrongful death lawsuit filed against Simpson by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Come on. The man is now dead also. You've been watching UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with Alexander Caden. Don't forget to like and subscribe. For more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.